A new report from TripAdvisor reveals that the smartphone has become the travel agent of choice for many, with mobile app accommodation bookings on the rise. Now, on the line to talk about this is Stephanie Boyle from TripAdvisor in the UK. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
Hi, it's nice to speak to you this morning.
Now, Stephanie, let's dig into this Trip Barometer Connected Traveler Report. Now, exactly what is it? Who's been surveyed? How many? And what is the emerging story that we draw from the results?
Well, the Trip Barometer is something that we do at TripAdvisor, basically to look into travel trends around the world. And we really try to find out where are people going, how are they planning their travel, how much are they spending on travel. And this time, we really looked into a little bit more deeply how they're using their mobile phones primarily, how they're using them as booking channels, how they're using them when they're planning their travel, and how are they using them when they're on a holiday in their destination.
Let's talk about the idea of the connected traveler. What exactly, how are you defining the connected traveler?
Well, basically, when you look at people these days, and I'm sure you've seen this in your own life, people are kind of addicted to their smartphone or their mobile phone, if you will. They're using it for everything. They're using it when they're on the go. They're using it as a kind of device to sort of check in things. It's their inspiration. It's their pastime. And we wanted to know how that was applying to travel. And we see that people don't want to let go of their phones. They're using it not only for a booking device in some cases, but they're also using it when they're on their trip. And the idea of the connected travelers, to look at those people who have planned or booked an aspect of travel using their smartphone.
So this kind of sets them apart from maybe the average person who just likes to sit down and book something online and then sort of just get on with it, whereas the connected traveler, not only are they making their bookings using their mobile device, once they get to their destination, they're also relying on that mobile device to help them find places to go to and beyond that.
Exactly that. In fact, in Australia, 47% of the travelers that we surveyed are, in fact, connected travelers. But it's not just that. It's also that Australian accommodations and Australian tourism can expect to welcome about 57% of the inbound tourists planning a visit to Australia as connected travelers. So those people are going to be, as you said, looking for restaurants. They're going to be looking for things to do, even reading reviews using their smartphone.
And I was just about to get onto that. Obviously, making bookings is a key function for these connected travelers, and whether it be booking accommodation or finding things to do. But how important do you find are reviews and recommendations when it comes to this crowd of connected travelers?
Incredibly important. I mean, we've looked at the impact of reviews on people's decision-making over time, and it has become far more influential when people are looking to make a decision about where they want to stay or what they want to do or even, where they're going to eat. And in fact, when we look at connected travelers, they're more heavily influenced by reviews than the normal traveler, than your average traveler. They're more likely to have TripAdvisor as one of their primary sources of influence and information. They're also more likely to take word of mouth to heart. And they're also really interested in information from their friends and family online. So we know that they're looking for a personalized experience, and they're very heavily influenced by review ratings and content online.
I mean, it used to be that booking online was all about price. Is it now more that the reviews and recommendations are a real key motivator?
Yeah, absolutely. Price is still a main point that people consider when they're looking to make their travel decisions. But we saw in our Trip Barometer that we released earlier this year that 88% of people say that online reviews will be influential in their booking decision. So it's a big driver in terms of understanding where they want to go and also how much they're going to pay based on the value for money that they know they're going to receive because of the reviews.
And Stephanie, when it comes to the connected travelers, is there sort of a key age group who are sort of really linked into their mobile when it comes to travel?
Absolutely. I mean, we know that everybody's quite interested in using their mobile these days. It's part of an overarching experience for travelers. But when we look at connected travelers specifically, they are more likely to fall within the millennial age group. So that would be anybody between kind of the ages of 22 and 39. 32% of the connected travelers from our Trip Barometer survey are in fact millennials.
Okay, so maybe this does suggest that there's still a little bit of room in the travel industry for traditional travel agents, because, I mean, it seems now that a lot of what you can do, especially just on your smartphone, replaces that role.
Absolutely. Well, we looked at the TripBarometer this year. We also looked at which channel people used for their booking when they were booking their accommodation for their last trip. And there's definitely still a role for the travel agent. At the moment, I'd say 25% of most bookings are made offline, and some of those are in travel agents. Branch or even a telephone call directly to the accommodation. But the overwhelming majority are made online, with 67% of people booking online, and 24% of those, it's because they were booking on an online travel agent. So there is still definitely a role for travel agents in travel. But mobile apps are increasingly popular. They've doubled in popularity year over year in terms of a booking channel used for accommodation bookings. And also, we've seen the increase in people using their mobile device to make a booking. When we look at that for accommodations, it's definitely more prevalent. Connected travelers are twice as likely to book accommodation via their smartphone. But it's even more interesting when you look at how they're booking their activities, because 45% of connected travelers say that they usually book an activity for travel using their smartphone.
How many people have you got now using the TripAdvisor app?
210 million downloads. Of the TripAdvisor app so far. So that's 210 million people who have downloaded TripAdvisor app to use on their smartphone while either to plan their travel or on the go. And that's, I mean, it's a huge number of people definitely connecting and wanting to understand what they can do while they're on the trip.
Excellent. Stephanie Boyle from TripAdvisor, thanks again for joining us on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much.